Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord. Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Lamb with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Join the seminar in progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with you all the kingdom ministry of God. Well, that's an honor. That's a privilege. I don't have the words to express I don't have no words. You know, all I can do is just bow before my Father in heaven and bow before every last one of you in this listening audience and tell everybody, because I know something. But I know that when I come on this radio broadcast and the Spirit of the Lord come upon me and God used me, and the purpose for this broadcast is to build you up, to exalt you. And I know some things, like I say, I know that, and I'm serving kings and queens. That's why I say what an honor and what a privilege. For you to, you know, for me to be able to serve you, you know, such distinguished men and ladies. I tell you, I don't have the words to, you know, I just sit here in awe now as I in this station now, you know. What an honor. What a privilege. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. You know, I bring you greetings from my wife, Gail, and my family, and our outreach ministry, Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry. That's our assignment, you know. We've been commissioned by God. You know, I say this because I always want you to know the purpose for you, for this broadcast, and for you being tuned into it, so that you never miss at the use of it. Its purpose is to build you up, to edify you, to bring you knowledge of God's will and God's word and God's will for your life. And in that knowledge and in that information, man, is designed to build you up, and not only build you up, but give you your inheritance. Did you know that you have an inheritance? There's a lot of things that, you know, perhaps you might not know, or you might have heard of it, but you might not be confident of it and sure of it. But you really do, all of us. You know what you inherit? A lot of things, eternal life, a lot of things. But you know what your greatest inheritance is? You inherited Almighty God. And listen, not only did you have you inherited Almighty God, you are heirs of God, but you are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. You know what that means? Everything that Jesus has, you know you have. Everything that the Father has, Jesus has. So we are heirs of God and join us with Christ Jesus. Our Lord. You know, the greatest one, though, what did all of me, you have salvation, have eternal life, have the riches of God, a lot of things in our inheritance. You know what the greatest of it one is of all? Here's the scripture for it. The Bible say in Matthew 25, somewhere up in there, come you who are blessed of your Father and inherit the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. I'm going to say that one more time. Come you who are blessed of your Father and inherit and get your inheritance. Get what? The kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you even before the foundations of the world is your inheritance that belong to you. That's what the Bible is about. That's the will. That's a testament. Not only is it a will, but boy, it's probated in the courts of heaven, man. It'll stand up in the laws of heaven. Just like a will here when it probated and it did, and went through all the changes, and it'll stand up in any court of law, this will here, this word of God, will stand up in the courts of heaven too. And, you know, back up everything you say. But if you don't know you have a will, if you don't pursue your will, if you don't go after your will, then it'll just lay there. Unclaimed property. Right. You didn't know. And those of us who do know, man, you know, not only do you get to know that you have a will, but you got to know how to get it. You know, there's a protocol to getting it. Anyway, you know, it's an honor and a privilege, you know, to be able to come to you and share with you, you know, things of that nature that you might come to the knowledge of, not come to the knowledge of, but get excited about it. And man, when you go to your church services on Sunday, man, and you get inspired by the many gifted anointings that will be coming from the pulpit there, you know, and words of encouragement and excitement that will hype you up and build you up, you know. But you might use that information, man, you know, that inspiration, man, along with this information, that inspiration, along with this information, and you can ever get to the place where we can combine those two together. Like I said once before in the broadcast, look out, devil. Again, it's a really an honor and a privilege to serve you, because you know, I know who I'm serving. I'm serving kings and queens. You know you're born king? Just know some information. You born king. You were born a ruler. Let me just say some things. I'm just scattering some seeds. You know what God is doing in our lives through this broadcast? I've been listening to a little tape and going over, you know, and I noticed something that what he's been doing. He found good ground. You know, if you're listening to this broadcast, that means you know that you're good ground. But God don't cast his seed among the swine. No, not no pearls. So if you tune into this broadcast, then that's an indication that you're good ground. So God, this is how the kingdom of God operates. So God, the farmer just go, he just plant the seeds. He just go and scatter the word of God into the field, or into the hearts of the people, into your life. Then he go to bed. He don't know how, but the earth brings forth of itself. First a little blade, then ear, then the corn, then the harvest time, then they come in and get it. It's a process. And I noticed that that's what God been doing, you know, through this broadcast. He's just been planting the seeds of the kingdom of God and watering those seeds, you know. And he know the whole process, that there's, as long as the earth remains, that there's a seed time and harvest time. That's a law in the kingdom of God, the law of sowing and reaping. We'll get to that later. But that's what he's doing in this broadcast. I know he's just been just sowing seeds of the kingdom in your life and then watering it. And the earth brings forth of itself. What's the earth? That's you. That's your spirit. Listen, the words that I speak through this broadcast, they are spirit and they are life. It's not addressed to your soul. It's for your soul. It's addressed to your spirit. It's addressed to the real you. It's addressed to that king in you, that ruler in you, that queen in you. the real you, the you that's created in the image and likeness of the Most High God, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. Operating our priesthood as whatever name, whatever denomination, whatever priesthood, apostles and prophets, managers and pastors and teachers and all the other, but we are kings and queens too. We're rulers. Let me. You know, there's something else too. You know, I noticed that too as I listen to the CDs. You know, and go. You know, we don't never, you know, give you too much chapter and verse. You know, we don't never open it up and say, hey, you've been burning such and such and such and such and such and such and such. I say this, you know, God told me 40 years ago when he came into my life, changed my life. And I asked God, what you want me to do? I mean, this is an important encounter. You know, I'm changed now. You want me to preach? You want me to be a, what you want me to do, Lord? And this is what he told me. This is what he spoke to my heart. He said, you'll be faithful to put my word on the inside of you. And I'll be faithful to pour my word out of you. From that time forward, I just began to study the word. Day after day. Listen to the word all day, all the time. For the last 40 years. So when I come on this radio, I don't have no playing messages or nothing. I just come on here and say, you know, on my way up here, I just say, Lord, okay, thank you. What an honor, what a privilege that you would allow me to serve your children, the bread of life, that will build them up, not just hype them up, not just give them hope, man, but build them up and give them their inheritance. So I say that again, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to serve you. Listen, let me, since we don't go to that too much, let me just show you something, and I'm going to turn to a passage of scripture in the Bible in Revelation. And I'm going to read something to you in your hearing. I don't know the Bible too much in chapter and verse. Sometimes they're not good, you know. I know the word of God, but, you know, in chapter and verse, I don't get it like that. And I saw, you know, that the chapter and verse was just for my reference, for my study. So if it got to a place where I got past that, then, you know, I just started reading the word to get the life that's in the word. Out of John chapter 1, verse 16, out of there, into Arthur, chapter 1, verse 1, in my heart. As long as it was in John 3:16, then it was good and everything else, but, man, its purpose for being there is for me to get it out of there and get it on the inside of me. Then it become, man, you know, the living word. Let me read this scripture to you. I think it's in Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, and I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open up the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. In other words, we're saying, who is able to tell us what's really going on? I mean, you know, it got everybody have their opinions and everything else, and that's good, and that's dandy, and everything else. You know, some say this, some say that, some believe this, some believe that, you know. Some will say, you got all these different ways, you know. Who can really open up the book and really tell us what's really going on? He's saying, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not, for behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven heads and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth unto the earth. And he came and he took the book out of the right hand of him who sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every kindred, every tongue, every people, every nation, watch this, and have made us unto God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of four many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the numbers of them were 10,000 and 1,000 and 10,000 and 10,000, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Listen, I just want to focus on, read verse 10 to you again. And because of what he has done for us, talking about Jesus, we have been made unto our God kings and priests. I told you were born king. You were born king. Those voices that we've been, you know, we didn't give you what we told you what book it was in, but everything that when I say we don't give the word to you and shout and verse, we give you nothing but the word. I'm an ambassador. I don't have no opinion. All I can give you on here is the word of God, you know, And it, like I say, it's not in chapter and verse, but it's the word of God. I tell you, it ain't in the, when I come up on here, it ain't in the Bible no more, it's in me. That's on the inside of me. You know, God bring it out of me. You know, it's the word of God. All of it. Not some of it. All of it. You were born king. You remember those scriptures I tell you we read in the weeks past where God created you in his image and in his likeness, and that you come from Almighty God, that you are masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. And when he came down here to this earth, man, you know, and provided a body for you and breathed into mankind, or Adam's nostrils, the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. And God gave him a word. Here, have dominion over the whole earth, over every circumstance, every situation, and every symptom that confronts you in your life. You're a king, dominion. Listen, that's good. Let me back up and say something. That scripture that I read to you in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, it didn't say he made us man priests and kings. I'm going to say it again. He said, because of what Jesus Christ done for us, we have been made unto our God kings and priests. I told you, not careful, you're just operating in your priesthood. What's your priesthood? That's all our services to him. That's all our services to him, all of it. Everything, the whole spiritual service that we do to him, all the totality of it, that's your priesthood. And that's what we've been operating in our priesthood. But you know, before there was an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, church, choir, singing, all that, before it was any of that, you know, that we have here, that we know as church, and whatever belief you come upon, your worship, you know, before all of that, we even was in existence, man, God made you a king. He said, let them have dominion. Made you a king first and a priest. What's a king? That's a ruler. What's a king? That's a political figure. What they do, they rule and reign. What's a priest? That's a spiritual figure. What he do? He represent man, God, man to the people. And the people to God. He go before God on behalf of the people, and then he come back to the people, man, on behalf of God. That's a priest. He's spiritual. He represent God. That's our priestly garment. Everything that represents God. But our kingship, hey, that's not a religious word. That's a political word. That's a ruler. Glory to God. You get to get me excited. That's a ruler. What he rule over? Every circumstance, situation, and symptom in his life. You don't rule over people. Every circumstance, situation, and symptom in your life. How come that's so important, Arthur, for you to know that, and you keep saying that, and you know? Because listen here, that's what the enemy used. That's what the devil used. In this world system that he set up upon the earth, that's his ammo. Circumstances, situations, and symptoms. And he dangled circumstance, situation, and symptoms, man, like I told you, on like a puppet strain control thing, man, you know. And he dangled circumstance, situation, and symptoms in the life of people, man, and he kind of make them act however he wanted to act based upon them circumstance, situation, and symptoms. In other words, man, the circumstance, situation, and symptoms be dictated to the people when, man, God's design was for the people to dictate to the circumstance, situation, and symptoms. It's been reversed. It's the courage. I'm going to say that again. The circumstances, situation, and symptom, man, in this world that we live in here that's influenced and motivated and set up by the devil, amen, he uses circumstance, situation, and symptoms. If you're not careful, those circumstances, situation, and symptoms will dictate to you. That's the devil's design. But in the kingdom of God, you dictate to the circumstance, situation, and symptoms. It was dark out there, man, and God didn't, and he wanted light. He didn't let that dark situation, man, dictate to him. He say, light be. Hallelujah. They brought the sick to Jesus, man. He didn't let that dictate to them. He say, rise, take up your bed and walk. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. He dictated. What he was operating as, he wasn't operating as an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, a teacher. All of us was in him, just like within all of us, you know. But he was operating as a king. That's what they crucified him for. Remember that thing they had up on there? Jesus Christ, King of the Jews. He make himself man equal with, you want to be Caesar. Hey, Lord. He's operating as a king. I told you were born king. But what you don't know about, what I think, you know, and the reason why, you know, we don't operate in our kingship, because all we've been ministered was our priesthood. Listen, when I say the gospel of the kingdom, when Jesus Christ come preaching, the gospel of the kingdom. That was it. There were no other messages. There were no messages after that. The Bible says after that, man didn't come at the end. I told you it's the main event. Like, if I can say it that way. After the main event over with, that's it. That's a wrap. Amen. The devil been fighting that message, brother, ever since, man, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. First, he was trying to, man, stop him from coming. Through all them things that you read in the Bible, man, everything else, man, you know that happened, even from Nimrod and Nephilim spirits and all that, and Noah that. But that it went, even all the way back to where Cain killed Abel. Man, that devil been looking for, boy, that seed that God told him, man, was going to grind his head in the ground. That's the whole purpose of why the division is in the earth today, and man against man, and killing and wars and rumors of wars and destruction of life, and mankind killing one another. And even if it ain't in physically, you know, it's morally and in all kind of ways. We do kind of the steal, kill, and destroy. But he don't want you to know, man, about the first world. Let me throw something out there right quick, you know, just, and maybe we'll come back to it in this broadcast. You know, a very familiar terminology in the Christian world, you know, born again. Let me just food for thought. You know, it say, you know, except a man be born again. You know, born what? Again. I mean, you was born one time. You know, if you be born again, that means you was born, perhaps you was born once before. So you say be born again. You know, we've been talking about on this broadcast, you know, that this world system and all the things that's going on in this world system that we live in here on this earth. We also talked about God has prepared an ark, you know, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God for us to get in, to protect us just like man, he did for Noah them. Help me, Holy Spirit. Your enemy don't never want you to understand and realize, man, and get back into some things that God said about you before he came on the scene. In our priesthood, mostly what we minister to mankind and to the body of Christ is the message that God gave to mankind after the fall. After they had fallen. And most of our messages, man, you know, are related to us and our character and our manner of life and our acts and our conduct and in those areas, and those are good things. Because that's what God ministered to a fallen people. And that's how God interacted with a fallen people. But you're not living in that dispensation anymore. We've been redeemed. And not only have we been redeemed, we've been restored. Listen. In Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, you'll find, you know, a little glimpse of the first world. The first world. The world that was set up upon the earth, man, before this one that you and I live in, where we have all this that we live in. Everything, the whole totality of it. You know that was another world before then? And I ain't talking about no prehistoric world. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about... talking about the world that God set up. The arrangement and the pattern of operation and the system and the laws that govern that system and pattern of operation, man, you know, God set up the first world on the earth. It's in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. In those two chapters, the devil is not there. In those two chapters, Sickness is not there.